And we continue our emergency traffic coverage. Ricky Meese, are things improving?
Well, Redwood Road is still closed in both directions in West Jordan. So drivers, heads up, you have to avoid Redwood between 90th and 9400 South. It is not expected to reopen until about 6 o'clock this afternoon. So we still have another hour for this to be closed. Southbound I-15, slowdowns from downtown Salt Lake City to 123rd South. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, Draper and Sandy. Southbound I-215's West Belt slowing from I-80 to the 21st South Freeway. Dave Meekum.
Once you clear those southbound slowdowns on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, if you're heading over the point into Utah County, you're going to be already have been through the worst of it. There's a little bit of slowing in Utah County and Lehigh as you approach 2100 North and getting through 2100 North. When you get through that, it's a nice drive for you all the way through southbound. Mark?
We got three wrecks on your northbound commute, I-15. One of them is going to be 1300 South Salt Lake. Another one all the way to North Salt Lake at 600 North. Then one in Clearfield, northbound I-15 at Center Street. And you still have delays far west up towards Willard from earlier trouble at Willard Bay State Park. At BioLife Plasma Services, all donors can receive up to $70 per week. Schedule an appointment to download a new donor bonus coupon at BioLifePlasma.com in American Fork, Riverton, and Layton. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the